This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Bean Dad, The Dress, 30 to 50 Feral Hogs. If you knew what any of those were, you spend too much time online. And hey, I do too. 16th Minute of Fame is a new weekly podcast hosted by me, Jamie Loftus. And every week, we take a closer look at an internet character of the day. Who are they? What made them so notorious? How did the internet or the algorithm choose them? And what does a person do when they're suddenly confronted with more attention than the human psyche can handle? Listen to 16th Minute of Fame on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
As the number one audio company, iHeartMedia gives you access to all. Every audience, live conversations, trusted influencers, and the insights and data you need to grow. iHeartMedia is your access company. Go to iHeartResults.com for more.
The Jubal Show on demand. First date follow-up.
Jessica is on the phone today for a first date follow-up, and she's getting ghosted by a dude named Chris. Jessica, thank you for coming on the show. Before you tell us about your date, how long has it been since you heard from Chris?
It's been a few days with no response whatsoever.
Nothing at all. Okay.
Have you tried to reach out to him?
Oh, yeah. I've been texting him because I think it's super weird that we had a date and then he just stopped texting after weeks of texting all the time.
Yeah.
Okay. Did you guys meet on an app and were talking a bunch before you went out?
Yeah, we met on an app and then we only had one date, which was, you know, kind of basic, like happy hour, just some drinks and we shared an appetizer. But then nothing since that date ended.
Did the date go well?
Well, I mean, I can't say that I was, like, super into him, but nothing went wrong in the date. Like, it's not that big of a deal that he ghosted me, except I hate when people don't respond to texts.
She's like, I don't really like him, but it's the principle at this point.
So it's more just getting ghosted than anything.
I get that.
I mean, I don't want to have to keep thinking about him if, like, there's no reason to, but there's something psychologically about being ghosted that makes me, like, obsess over something that I barely even care about.
Could that have come up in the date as kind of a red flag to him? I'm not sure.
Maybe he could tell, you know?
Like, I understand you, and I know I'm a walking red flag at times, so that's why I'm just asking.
I don't know. I just think it's really rude. Like, if we're old enough to go on a date, then we should be old enough to say if we're not interested. And I'm curious, is it me, or did he just not feel a connection, or did he go on a date with someone else? And, like, the more, like, all of that's fine, I would just like to know what the answer is.
If he was still talking to you, would you want to go out with him again? Or is it just that you're getting ghosted and you can't stand not knowing why?
It's sort of more the latter, but, like, I'm open. I didn't have a strong feeling one way or the other on whether we should go out again, so I'm open. I would just kind of like to know why he stopped responding to text messages.
So if you think back to the date, though, to your, like, okay date, was there anything that was, like, less okay than normal?
Yeah, normally people are like, I really liked him, and I don't know why they're ghosting me. You're just like, I don't, it's whatever with him. I just don't want to be ghosted.
Yeah, because if you're feeling like it was with whatever, maybe he thought it was just whatever too. And so he's like, why bother?
Yeah, I guess. But it takes 2 seconds to be like, oh, I just don't feel a connection or I'm not interested. You know, like, why would you not respond? Like, I'm actually kind of worried because he was so responsive before the date and he was all sniffly on the date. So I'm worried he might, like, be really sick, actually.
Are you feeling sick at all? I mean, maybe, you know, if you feel good.
Yeah, I feel totally fine. So if he did have something, I didn't catch it. But, I mean, he was really sniffly, like totally nose blocked and everything.
Do you think that he knew you weren't that into it?
Maybe. I mean, like I said, it's a first date. So it's not like I'm going to be like gushing over someone right away or like completely uninterested. I kind of feel like you should give people a chance. So I don't know. I don't think I gave off weird signals.
Did anything happen on your date that you think could be a reason that he ghosted you?
No, like we hugged when we first got there and it was a nice hug. Like he came full on in, full body contact. He had, you know, no problem sharing food, which I like because I think that's like a way to connect if you're sharing a plate as opposed to getting your own things. You know, it was like your average date, I feel like.
I don't know, Jubal. How do you feel about going on an average date? Would you want another date after an average date?
Not usually, no. And I would be fine getting ghosted because I'm like, cool, I don't have to talk to him again, you know?
Yeah.
Well, clearly you're healthier than I am.
I wouldn't say that.
He's been working on it for a while. Yeah.
Well, okay, we'll try to figure it out for you. What's the last thing that he said to you?
Oh, he said, this was great, and I'll talk to you soon. Like, it ended in a positive way that would make you think that there's going to be communication afterwards.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll see if we can figure it out for you. We'll play a song, come back, and then call him and find out why you're getting ghosted next, okay?
All right, thanks.
All right. In the middle of today's first date follow-up, and if you're just joining us, Jessica is on the phone, and she's getting ghosted by a guy named Chris. She doesn't really care that much about Chris, but she wants to know why he's ghosting her. Real quick, Jessica, for anybody just joining us, give us a recap of your situation.
So I went on a date with Chris. Things went fine. I'm not sure if I even want a second date, but he stopped responding to texts and it's driving me crazy. So I have to find out why.
Okay.
You know what? She's doing it for all the people that just are like, well, why not? I'm bomb.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I mean, if I'm going on a date and there's ghosting involved, it better be from me.
Okay. Yeah. We're about to call him and try to figure out why he's ghosting her. All right, Jessica, are you ready?
I'm so ready.
Okay, here we go. I'm going to dial his phone number.
Yeah. This is Chris.
Hello, Chris. How are you? This is Jubal from The Jubal Show. It's a radio show.
Hi, Chris. I'm Nina, also on that show.
That's Nina. And then Victoria's over there. There's three people on the phone with you right now.
What's up, Chris?
I'm so sorry. What is going on?
We do a segment on our show, and it's called The First Date Follow-Up. It's where you go out on a date with somebody, and then you end up ghosting them. They ask if we can get you on the phone and figure out what happened. And we got an email about you from somebody that you went on a date with recently.
Yeah, okay. Now I know what this is about. Brilliant. Hi.
Okay. So you do know who we're talking about. So is there somebody you're ghosting in particular?
Yeah, no. Recently, I have been receiving a lot of texts, and I haven't been replying to them just honestly because I haven't known how to. Let me guess. Is Jessica on the line?
That's yes. A great guess.
That is a good guess.
Hi, Jessica. How are you doing today?
Can I talk?
Yeah. I mean, I think you have no choice now. Chris knows that you're on the phone.
Hi, Chris.
Okay. You know, it's really awkward to bring a whole radio show into this, but I guess, you know, I have been dodging the text and everything. So the actual reason that I haven't responded to anything and the reason I haven't really, like, I really haven't known how tactfully to do this, I couldn't breathe throughout the entire date, and that's not actually like a feelings thing, that's like a medical thing. When I went in for the hug, there was all the cat hair on your sweater, and I'm deathfully just completely allergic to cats, and so my entire breathing system was locking up.
Oh, well, why didn't you tell me that?
Fair question.
I was trying to do the, you know, gentlemanly thing and trying to, you know, keep my wits about me, keep the date going, trying to be lively, trying to not, you know, especially because I didn't want to put it on you and be like, you know, you're the cause of this or whatever. I really tried to bottle all that up. At the same time, it would have been very difficult for me to articulate any of this just because I couldn't breathe. So I was more smiling and nodding than anything else.
What an awkward date. No wonder it was just average. I'm sorry.
Yeah, she said. Jessica told us that your date seemed kind of average. And from what Nina said right there, it would make sense.
Right, because he wasn't really talking.
Yeah, we went out for drinks and for appetizers. It was happy hour. And I was trying to be as happy as possible while also trying to, you know, not faint.
Okay, so that's why you weren't really talkative like you are in text, because you couldn't breathe? Like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. I feel like I almost killed you.
No, I mean, so right, and honestly, and that's why I was sharing the plates and everything, is because I kind of wanted to keep our mouths full, so I had an excuse not to talk. When we were texting, it never came up that you had a cat. Otherwise, I would have given you the heads up that I am allergic.
Yeah, but I actually don't have a cat. My roommate has a cat. And if you had just told me about your allergy, I would have made sure I used one of those, like, hair removal things so that I didn't show up with cat hair on my shirt.
Okay, so I can blame your roommate then. That's totally fine.
Well,
I'm fine with that.
You can also blame yourself because you could have taken an antihistamine if you were experiencing such severe allergies.
I just wasn't expecting to come face-to-face with, like, a cat. That's not really something that I schedule on my daily routine, and therefore an antihistamine is not quite something that is just routine for me.
Jessica, was there at any point during the date, like, did you notice that he couldn't talk? Did he look itchy or like he couldn't breathe?
He didn't look itchy, but he definitely sounded like he had a stuffy nose. Like, I thought he might have a cold or was getting sick that he just didn't tell me about. But apparently, he's been suffering from this cat allergy all week, which is why he can't respond to my text messages. Is that what I'm hearing, Chris?
Again, it's difficult because I don't want to throw anybody under the bus here, except, I guess, a cat or two. I just didn't want to text and say, hey, we should get together again and kind of lead anybody on, especially if I was, you know, thinking that I had to continually contend with, like, oh, man, I'm going to have to put my face in another cat's butt every time I see her.
I will say it's a teachable moment, though, for everybody listening at this point. And especially, like, as a woman, for a man to be direct and honest about what he's experiencing, that's attractive. Like, that's hot. So maybe in the future, Chris, like, if you start being able not to breathe, you just straight up say, I got allergies. And that's way more attractive.
Nothing more attractive. Nothing more attractive than a guy gasping for air.
All right, Chris. Well, I'm glad you're finally sharing now. Like, I feel like I can, like, close this chapter a bit. But, like, honestly, I feel like you handled it completely wrong. And maybe you'll take this as a lesson going forward and not ghost people when you're having some kind of issue.
I will take that to heart. And Jessica, I'm so sorry. And I guess listeners of this radio show, I'm so sorry. And what I did was not the correct thing to do.
Again,
I'm going to be more direct from now on.
I love that you're being direct and apologizing to Jessica, but it's also hot when you don't apologize to people you don't need to apologize to.
Yeah, nobody's really that mad.
I'm not mad at you.
At you, Chris. Like, it's understandable.
Again, it's that martyrdom. I'm just trying to make sure that everybody in this situation feels great except for me, who is blushing and just totally red in his office. But, you know, it's okay.
I mean, I guess I have to ask no matter what.
Totally.
Chris, would you like to go on another date with Jessica? We'll pay for it.
You know that I would. I have a lot to make up for here. And Jessica is very, very sweet, and I enjoy talking to her when I can talk. So, yeah.
I'm not interested. I really just wanted to know why you ghosted me. So I'm going to say no.
Okay. And that was direct.
Yeah.
The Jubal Show on demand.
Bean Dad, The Dress, 30 to 50 Feral Hogs. If you knew what any of those were, you spend too much time online. And hey, I do too. 16th Minute of Fame is a new weekly podcast hosted by me, Jamie Loftus. And every week we take a closer look at an internet character of the day. Who are they? What made them so notorious? How did the internet or the algorithm choose them? And what does a person do when they're suddenly confronted with more attention than the human psyche can handle? Listen to 16th Minute of Fame on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, We're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Dura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.